You are listening to music from across the decades here on Whitehorse Radio. You are listening to Paul KPA Coveney.
Favourite Stiff Little Fingers from Belfast in Northern Ireland and Straw Dogs from their second album, 1980's Nobody's Heroes. I am Paul, the Kiwi Punk Accountant Coveney, and this is the start of the second hour of the Alternative Interzone show here on Whitehorse Radio. Music from across the decades here. From this week, we have revamped everything. Instead of just a two-hour show on a Monday, starting with Esoteric and then becoming Alternative after 10, each type of music gets its own dedicated two-hour slot. The Esoteric and Edgy show on a Monday, 9 to 11, and this, the Alternative Interzone, Tuesday, 9 to 11. I hope you've got all that straight. Okay, now we can carry on with the music. Okay, two songs time. It'll be the Dead Kennedys from San Francisco and Insight, a B-side to their Kill the Poor single from 1980. But right now, it's the Rakes from London and Strasbourg from their 2005 debut album, Capture Release. We'll be right back.
load of vodka on your breath.
Dick Kennedy is an insight from 1980. I am Paul Capier-Coveney, and you're listening to the newly revamped Alternative Interzone show here on Whitehorse Radio. It's actually a best of. I had to choose a representative sample of songs for any new listeners out there. So I just went and chose a bunch of songs from about a year ago, played between, I think, July and September. Just thought I'd cover all subgenres. I hope you approve of my choices. Okay, right now we shall have a rather mysterious group called Orphan from Birmingham, and Julie Isn't Julie in the Bath from their 83 Phobias album. That will be followed by Dive from Brooklyn, New York City, and Doused from their 2012 Ocean album.
Change your Whitehorse Radio.
You are listening to Paul KPA Coveney.
Grant Hart, former singer, songwriter, drummer with Husker Du, and Fanfare in D Major, brackets Come Come, from his first solo album, 1989's Intolerance. I'm Paul KPA Coveney, and you're listening to the newly created Alternative Interzone show here on Whitehorse Radio. Okay, going to follow it up with We Are Scientists, formed in Berkeley, California, moved to New York City. Chosen the song After Hours, appeared on their Brain Thrust Mastery album from 2008. This is a special BBC session recording.
This door is always open. This door is always open. No one has the guts to shut us out. But if we have to go now, I guess we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. This door is always open. This door is always open. No one has the guts to shut us out. No one has the guts to shut us out. Time means nothing. Time means nothing. One final, final love, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay.
KPO Coveney here. Tune in every Monday evening from 9 through to 11 UK time for esoteric and edgy, critically acclaimed and influential vintage pop and rock, a constantly refreshed global mix of genres and eras. Your new favourites await you.
This is David Wilson, and just a gentle reminder to not forget to tune into On Another Track here on White Horse Radio. Every Sunday we'll bring you the best music from the 50s and the 60s. Classic rock and roll, the British Invasion, and the Flower Power Era, just to name a few. It's all here, including rare tracks you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. Joining me between 5 and 7pm GMT in the UK, that's 10am to 12pm Mountain Standard Time in North America. Let's relive the soundtrack of your youth. Don't miss On the Track, only on White Horse Radio.
Listening to Paul KPA Coveney.
The Fan and the Bellows by the Chameleons from Middleton in Greater Manchester appeared on an 86 compilation of the same name. Hugely underrated group. I'm Paul KPA Coveney, and you're listening to the weekly Alternative Interzone show here on White Horse Radio. Yes, newly extended to 2 hours. The same applies to the Listen Again service. Yeah, it's the greatest thing since ice cream sandwiches. You simply type in whitehorseradio.net, click on Listen Again, scroll down and down until you find the shows you wish to play back. You have 7 days after broadcast to do so. Okay, let's carry on now with the Skeletal Family from Keighley in West Yorkshire, and So Sure from their 1984 Burning Oil album.
We'll be right back. with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Greenwich Village, New York City, avant-garde art rock group King Missile and their 1992 minor hit, Detachable Penis, from the album Happy Hour. I'm Paul, the Kiwi Punk accountant, Coveney, and you are listening to the Alternative Interzone Show here on White Horse Radio. Okay, we're going to stay with the arty avant-garde scene for a bit longer. Two songs time. It'll be Chicks on Speed from Munich, Germany. They are a feminist art music ensemble. I've chosen We Don't Play Guitars from their 2003 99 Cents album. But before that, we have a group that's been going a lot longer. They're called Kleenex, then they changed their name to Lilliput. I found a 1980 single called Hitchhike, appeared on a compilation of their stuff in 1993. They are from Zurich, Switzerland.
Got a song wrong to drive away. She had no money to pay the train. Got a song wrong to drive away. She had no money to pay the train. Which I lost, you're not free. Which I lost, I'm a threat. Which I lost, let me be. To
rock and roll band, but it sure feels like rock and roll over here tonight.
Gaffer tape, but we don't play guitar.
Gorilla Biscuits coming out of the New York hardcore scene in the 80s. That was New Direction from their 89 album, Start Today. I am Paul KPA Coveney, and you have been listening to the first ever two-hour version of the Alternative Interzone show. Yeah, we doubled the length due to unpopular demand. And now you have this two-hour show to look forward to every Tuesday. And don't forget about the Listen Again to play it back to your heart's content. Going to end now with Tackhead, a group put together by producer Adrian Sherwood. Features loads of top in-demand session musicians. I've chosen What's My Mission Now? Brackets Fight the Devil from the 87 Tackhead Tape Time album. As ever, thanks for listening and good night.
Saigon! Saigon!
We can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do that. And finally, the pastor stood up and said, what the hell can you do? In a dissonant response, said, well, we can kill people and destroy things in the name of the United States. He said, by God, you can't say that. But that's what we do.
Civilians for not understanding its problem. But civilian critics say that we seldom say no to the military, and that with all the massive increases in defense spending in recent years, the Pentagon and the four services remain huge, inefficient bureaucracies. But more money, critics say, and more weapons won't buy more security.
got one.